Love Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Wow, now that is an intro if I ever heard one. Hey everyone, welcome to Thursday, May 31st. I hope you got your rent checks ready because they're due tomorrow. I'm joined tonight by Jeffrey and Karen, and who knows, Katrina will probably waddle her way in here shortly as well. And Scotty's here.
You're calling her fat?
I know, waddle.
You don't like the term waddle?
Not for Katrina. We're talking about fucking... Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't think any woman wants to be referred to as waddling. Unless they're pregnant, that's the only time they would want to waddle. And she's
gotcha.
Not pregnant.
All right. That we know of.
Or if they were Lori Beth Dembler, I'm just saying.
So Katrina will be here at some point, people.
You never know when. You never know when. So, Karen, you were telling me about this graduation party that you were at. Yeah. The listeners have been so concerned about where you've been these past few days. They got nervous.
Did you guys start rumors that I was getting a breast enlargement or something or nothing like that?
You know,
like
nothing
that
I'm aware of, unless, Jeff, did you send some nasty notes out there in Twitterville? What's been going on?
No, I don't think I didn't see anything on Twitter. But no, I was at a graduation and I spent time with family yesterday. So I appreciate you guys holding it down, and it was great. You know, same old thing. It always cracks me up how no one has come up with a way to make a graduation more interesting or make it more engaging. You know, it's always the same old speech, kids walk across the stage, kind of boring thing. But it seems to take forever. Like, people always have so much to say, and even the speeches aren't that great. So, but it was fine. We had a good time.
That's good. Graduations to me, like, they're, I don't know, it's like a rite of passage, almost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I remember my college graduation, and, I remember some of it. There were parts from, you know, like, the week leading up to it that are a little fuzzy.
Uh-huh.
I remember there was some really cheap champagne and a lot of puking in a parking lot.
Uh-oh.
But, it was rough. That $5 champagne is rough. Let me tell you what.
Champagne will tear you up. It will eat you up alive. It is not anything to play with. It's worth spending the money for the good stuff.
Well, hopefully Jeffrey will.
Like when you drink it and you're dying, like you're physically dying, and you go, "Damn, why did I drink this cheap shit? I know it's gonna kill me. I knew this before I drank it, and I drank it anyway."
Well, it kind of sounds like you got a personal problem, Mama.
I don't know what it is, but cheap champagne really makes me ill. I'm just saying.
I don't really do champagne, but my cousin who's making the cake for the wedding, I don't know, she came over one night and brought over the champagne, and it was fantastic. I actually liked it. And then my other cousin went, I was like, "Oh, I want this champagne." Yeah, it was crazy expensive, so of course I liked it.
Right, exactly, right?
I was like, okay, I can buy a Buick or the bottle of champagne.
Right. I know. It's like the cost of, like, what your limo would cost for one bottle.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But it was delicious. But, you know, speaking of champagne and celebrations, you know, we have a birthday today in the little Unscripted Radio family.
Where? Who?
Alice and Chi-Chi. It's her motherfucking birthday.
Well, happy birthday, Allison.
Happy birthday. Oh, she's a true, true listener. Like, she listens all the time. Great supporter of the show. Good catch, Jeffrey. That's great.
You know I'm on top of shit, bitch. Well, it's because I had, like, 5 minutes today. Only 5 minutes, because I've been meaning to talk to you all day, and I did not get the chance to. I got on Facebook for, like, 5 minutes, and I saw that. It's like, happy birthday!
Right. That's good, 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 good. Yeah, that's great. Oh, my gosh. I had no clue it was her birthday, so I'm so glad you figured that out. She's such a good girl.
Yay. We send you very warm and happy birthday thoughts, Allison.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Maybe you can get James to call you later for a private little birthday soiree singing over the phone, assuming Toku doesn't kick his ass.
Right. I know. James is like the official, like, birthday singer of Unscripted Radio. Like, he's the man who puts it down vocally every night.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys sound
like I'm looking for a man to put it down every night.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Katrina Johnson's in the house.
That's right.
What's going on, Katrina?
Well, last night I went to a concert at Surrender Nightclub. It was Skrillex. He's a DJ. And there were like 4,000 people in line trying to get in. And we had a table, so we didn't have any problems getting in. But I invited this girl that I met that I thought was really cool. And she's like, oh, can I bring three of my girlfriends? I'm like, yeah, sure. She sends me these text messages. And I didn't know what she was saying. She's like, oh, I'm a zombie. And
what?
I'm like, oh, that's okay. I have vodka Red Bull. She's like, wait, what? And so I'm like, wait, what are you talking about? She's like, they don't want to let me in with my makeup. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? This girl shows up to the club dressed like a zombie.
What?
I'm not kidding you.
That's crazy.
For no reason. She had, like, blood dripping down her neck and, like, a claw, like a bear claw, like, across her chest and one on her face. And, like, she had these red contact eyes. And she had huge eyelashes on the way, like, regular eyelashes. And then she had big ones on the bottom. And, like, this big crazy wig with, like, curly bloody hair. I was like, what the hell
is going on right now? This is what happens when you fuck with crazy people. They eat your face off, so beware.
I know, but I was just cracking up when she finally showed up. I was like, she seriously must have listened to our show yesterday.
Oh, my God. Like, what would possess her to do that? Like, I've never in my life.
Just on a random, hey, it's Wednesday. Let me be a zombie today with blood and shit.
I know, because it wasn't like a Marilyn Manson concert where that could
no.
be expected.
I was like, does he paint his face or something? No, he doesn't. No, he's just a regular DJ. He plays music. That's what he does. I'm sending you guys the picture right now because you would have to see it to believe it.
And
we,
I know you were
pictures.
Like, what the hell? Because you and the rest of your friends were all cute and, like, all beat
up. Oh, and she had, like vampire teeth.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she wore, like, a corset and, like, a little tiny pair of booty shorts with, like, fishnets and boots.
See, that's what those are those people who, like, need attention, even if it's negative attention. Like, they don't care.
I was like, you're crazy. But then she was cool. Like, she was fun. She was just weird. I was like, well, oh, you're on probation for being a random zombie. But
since
I did a radio show. And I figured, I told her, I'm like, listen, you're weird. But since you listened to the radio show, we can be friends still. Because you happen to be a zombie on the day we did a show about zombies. Now, if you happen to be a zombie on Monday, well, then you're screwed because we didn't talk about zombies then. But since you were a zombie on Wednesday and we did a show all about zombies on Wednesday, you get a pass this once.
Oh,
but don't
my
be showing
God.
Up to, like, my church functions if you're, like, all bloody and stuff.
Oh, I just got Katrina's picture. I apologize to you listeners because you guys can't really see this, but I mean,
you
know
can
how
post
we,
it on the website.
We'll get that up to our Facebook page here in a second. But
that's,
I got all right. She looks like she should be partnering up with that Eugene Rudolph guy or whatever the fuck his face is that chewed on the homeless man.
Seriously, I know, and it's crazy. And this is after. She went to the bathroom, washed it off, scrubbed it off, came inside the club, and then went back in the bathroom and put more blood on.
She still looks like that?
Yes.
This is what
she
happens.
She washed it off and then put it
people.
Back on. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. This happened to me. I was partying last night with a zombie for no reason.
Yes,
on the window.
You had to take a picture because you knew we wouldn't believe this.
You would not believe me if I even tried to tell you or describe what happened.
Maybe
would you? No.
Be a drunk guy, but a zombie. Yeah,
I mean,
exactly. A zombie.
After
on the
doing this show and seeing the shit that goes on and the crazy bitches that come through the woodwork, I'd believe anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Just
I'm
going
to send you a second picture of her outfit. It's pretty awesome.
Well, I think you need not be friends with her anymore because she might eat your face off.
She looks like she ate somebody's face off.
She said
she
was
not
nice.
Violent. She
Honey,
was
when
very
you,
nice.
When
she's
she said
creamy.
She was down to go eating, that's not what she was talking about, bitch. She was talking about eating your face.
She's
going to chew on your lips, but not those ones.
That's
she's
rude.
She's the next attention whore. She just wants all the attention. That's all
right.
That is. I think she's a scene stealer. But other than that.
That's okay, because if I don't have to carry the show, then I don't need to. That's fine.
Right.
That's cool. Go ahead. You could have it. I don't care.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious. I can say I've never had anyone show up like a zombie.
She seriously straight showed up like a zombie. Not joking. Not joking.
We need to introduce her to the lizard boy. They probably get along.
Probably.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at the second picture. Now, that outfit leaves nothing to the imagination.
Exactly. It is a corset with blood dripping down the boobs and booty shorts and fishnets and boots.
Okay, that's just Buffy gone wrong, all right? That's Buffy gone wrong.
It's like Buffy the stripper slayer.
Yeah, exactly.
Fangs. She's got vampire teeth in.
Mm. That's exciting friend you have there.
It was a Wednesday. Random.
But you
no gotta reason.
Say, that is pretty ballsy. Like, I mean, that's pretty ballsy. I don't know many people who are going to show up to a party and, like,
just
dress
regular.
Up
as... Like, and
yeah,
the first
like
time you hang out
old
with
Lady
somebody.
Gaga.
Yeah.
Okay, well, how many Lady Gagas are there in the world?
Okay, no, I take that back. I just saw the close-up shot of her near your tits with all the blood on her lips, and she kind of looks like Tracy Lords.
She does look like Tracy Lords. You
are like
right. She looks like Tracy Lords.
Like, what the fuck?
Listen, I clearly didn't dress her, so don't ask me.
Okay, your tits are up nice where they're supposed to be, and hers are just sagging, bagging berries.
You are so funny.
So this is my thought. When you first met her, what was she dressed like?
Cute, normal, yeah.
The cute girl.
Yeah,
cute. Oh, yeah, come hang with us. And then this
yeah.
goes up.
And then
wow.
I get a zombie. That's what happened.
Wow.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
Good time.
Pretty
amazing.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A little curry.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yep. Got to be, like, careful who you invite out with you is the moral of the story, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Beware of...
So, yeah, what did you guys do yesterday?
I went to a graduation. No one
else gets a zombie. Try to top that. Try to top that.
Yeah, right? Damn it. You stole the thunder of my graduation story.
Not right.
That there was any thunder in that. No, but you know what we realized? Like, me and my boyfriend were standing there, and we were like, kids nowadays, you cannot tell, like, how old people are. Like, the kids are grown-ass people. Like, they look old. They're just, like filled out. Like they're like women and men. And, like, I couldn't tell. Like, there was a girl, and I was like, wow, she's graduating. She looks like... She looks way older than me, and I was like, I cannot believe this girl is probably like 18, 17, 18 years old. Like, kids need to stop eating fast food. I don't know what the epidemic is. I don't know what it is, but they're taller, they're bigger, they're more voluptuous. They're like, Yeah. They got wrinkles under their eyes. Like, it's the craziest thing.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of them had makeup and hair, and it was like they took off their little robe, and they were, like, dressed like a club girl. It was hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Well, Karen, you don't think maybe, like, because, you know, when I was younger and I'd always watch TV, everybody was always older than me.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm watching TV and they're all younger than me.
Right.
Damn it.
You don't think maybe we're just in denial and we don't want to accept the fact that maybe we're the old ones?
No,
they still look young,
because
in our heads we're still the young ones.
But I'm just saying, physically, they look older. Like, they don't look, I remember when I was young, we were little, and, like, we were, like, innocent kids. And these kids.
Yeah.
Were,
well,
like,
especially us, we had to play younger, so we looked young.
Yeah.
We definitely looked young.
Okay,
yeah.
Karen still looks like she's 13-year-old Aisha Campbell.
But I'm just saying, like, all of the seniors were just so, like, I don't know. It was because they were older. Don't you think kids look older now? Like, when
yes.
you see, like, you can't tell the difference between an 18-year-old and a 27-year-old. They kind of all look the same age.
I agree.
I'm just saying.
No, I
agree.
Definitely.
Well, and I think it depends on what city you're in, too. Where was this graduation?
It was outside of L.A. in Bakersfield.
Wow, looking old in Bakersfield.
Yeah, I mean, it's country living, I guess. I don't know. It's
yeah.
pretty. it's a small city, but I mean, it's a city. It's not like, you know, I don't know. It's not L.A., but I was just like,
yeah, I'd expect that to be at L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty progressive. But,
yeah.
I mean, it was interesting. It was very interesting. And, you know, kids, they were, like, with their significant others. And, I mean, they were like, this one girl was, like, kissing on this dude, and I was just like, I would never kiss on a dude like that in front of my parents, and especially at my graduation.
Oh. Ew.
Like, they're just grown up. Like, you know, they were all, like, full on, you know, they'd been having sex for at least 2 or 3 years. Like,
oh,
damn.
Oh, my.
Like, whoa.
It was more grown up. Karen,
really.
Do you know these people other than just, like, that you're talking about?
No, I'm just observing. I'm just
observing. Well, all right, I'm curious to know. How do you know from a kiss that they've been having sex for 2 or 3 years?
Just by the way their body is shaped and by the way that they were kissing. They're, like, mugging down. You don't kiss a man or a young man like that unless you're giving it up.
You're not kissing it unless you're hitting it?
Oh.
Right. Like, the way she was, they were kissing it, he was hitting it.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to say, it was shocking.
Huh. Wow. All right.
All those news stories where kids are getting it on a lot earlier nowadays. That whole thing just opened my eyes to a whole other world.
Well, I think we're going to see a lot more applicants for that show, 16 and Pregnant.
Yeah. It'll be up for another good 10 years. Next time it'll be 14 and Pregnant. You know, I mean, shoot.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Not too far off. We're going to have babies popping out of babies having babies. You know what I mean?
Ooh,
no thanks.
Mm. No thanks. I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see the toddler yard girls having babies.
I'm not a breeder.
Uh-uh.
No breeding?
Mm-mm. Not here. Mm-mm.
You don't have the hips for breeding?
I do already. I don't need them expanding further is the problem.
you don't want to be waddling around carrying Katrina Jr.?
I only want to waddle when my Louboutins hurt too badly. Okay? That's the only kind of waddling I need to do.
I'm going
to
throw Mike under the bus, Katrina.
Uh-oh.
When he was introducing the show, he said, you know, he usually does, oh, hey, Karen's here, Jeff's here. And he goes, and Katrina will waddle her way in at some point. And immediately Jeffrey was like, waddle? Are you calling her fat? And I go, Mike, no one wants to be referred to as waddling unless they're pregnant. So the fact that he just brought that up, he told on himself.
Well, no.
You crazy bastard. Do you want to get hit? Do you want to get hit? Do you want to get hit in your man boob? Because I could do that for you.
take a couple more samples. Listen.
I'm going to punch you in your man titty. I'm going to punch you in your man mammary. How you like that? How you like them apples? I'm going to waddle up in there and punch you in your man mammary. How about that?
What?
Take that, bitch. Waddle yourself out of here with your bruises. How about that?
All right. I guess I deserve that.
Power Ranger pimp slap. You get hit in the man mammary.
Exactly.
Man mammary.
After I waddle over to you.
Somebody email us at the show and remind me to add that to the dictionary. We got to put man mammaries in there.
We quickly corrected him that you and waddle are not the thing. Like that. You
well, at least someone has my back. Day. Thanks, guys.
You might
someone
stir,
got
you
my back. Appreciate
but
that.
You're definitely not waddling.
Appreciate it.
I said if anybody's waddling, it's Lori Beth Dembler, but nobody else seemed to get the joke.
Who's Lori Beth?
I get it. That's, you're just rude. She's the big
that?
Girl on all that.
I mean, maybe because I don't know who that is. Who is that?
She was on the Steve Harvey show.
Oh, no.
And she was in the movie Dodgeball, you know, when the guy
no,
goes to audition for the cheerleading.
That. She was, I know Lori Beth well. I worked with her on Steve Harvey. That is so mean, Jeffrey.
You know her, too?
Yes, I was on Steve Harvey for, like, 2 episodes. Oh. I worked with her.
Wait,
a,
what the fuck?
Her first role on there.
Okay, no, I don't want to hear it because she gave out vital information. Look, she's a big girl after my own heart. And if we're waddling, we waddling. Katrina's not waddling. You're not waddling. But us big bitches, we might waddle. Well, I don't waddle, but my cousin do.
Waddle, but my cousin do.
Right. I don't see pregnant women waddle because it looks painful. Like, it looks like it's towards the end
it's
of their pregnancy.
It is painful.
And it looks like they're just
they're
dying.
Like shifting it
but they're leaning back. They've got
yeah.
their
like,
hand on their lower
like
back.
They walk like they're
and all they
like
want to do is chew on
a hula hoop. They walk like they're constipated moving a hula hoop.
Yeah, well, they're trying to, like, push out that baby. Like, can you imagine just 30,
no.
40 extra pounds just, like, sitting there, baby, in, like,
hell no.
Water, in, like, afterbirth.
That's
look, no. Honey, I just, you know I had some Subway issues before the show, and I think I just birthed out 40 pounds of Subway. I mean, shoot.
That's sexy.
I mean, that was
is there anyone in the chat room whose name starts and ends with the same letter that would like to come over and help Mike J relieve himself of some Subway?
And has an eggs in the middle of it.
It's a special shout out. You know who you are.
Yeah, he's not actually listening.
He's not listening. How dare he?
Oh boy.
How is he not listening? He's in the chat room. What is he on your like cell phone with you?
I don't know, maybe he is listening. I don't know. But you know,
maybe.
Let me tell you what. That Subway went in as fresh as it came out. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh, eat fresh
Mike.
Mofo.
Mm-hmm.
You had some bad meat from Subway.
I did. They did me dead wrong. But don't you worry, I got the cookie platter to make up for it.
Wow, I love their cookies. They're really good.
No, I love making them cookie platter.
Put them right there by the.
Oh, Lord, who is it?
Well, you know what?
Sound.
I think we actually have a special treat for Allison tonight. James, how's it going?
Going well. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Jamesy.
Hi.
That is a treat. Okay, that's a treat. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, though, so.
Oh, no. You have a case of the shitters like Mike? Are you shitting out
in
trouble?
No. Mine seems to be a little more. Yeah, mine's a little more upper respiratory, but yeah.
Okay. I was going
to
say, no one's listening. You can tell the whole wide world that you have the case of the shitters. I mean, we're not going to judge.
Well,
yeah,
no, I mean, I've already told them about my sexual problems, so.
We'll just refer to you as peanut butter pants, you know, for the next 6 months like we do Jeffrey.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't worry about it.
Well, like I said, I've already talked about my sexual problems on the air, so why not, huh?
Right. I missed that show when you were talking about your sexual problems. This sounds so intriguing. Damn it.
Yeah, remember when I won the trivia contest for your autographed picture, the question that I asked was about that sexual thing that went on with me.
Oh, that was in the very
Like when you couldn't give it up because you were trying to hook up with a friend, but you weren't sure how you felt about him, and you weren't really feeling it, but you couldn't, I remember.
Thanks for the rundown, Jeff. That's true.
That conversation that started it all.
Yes.
You must have this stuff written down in a little notebook or something, because I can't remember 2 days ago, but this bitch... Mama over here will pull out like some sort of notebook and be like, right there.
This is the truth. I do write certain things down in my daily planner, like if somebody pisses me off or something happens, so that I can go back and prove to them the date. I write it down in my planner. But besides that, I've got a fucking memory like an elephant, especially when it's funny or somebody does me dead wrong. Those are shit I just don't fucking forget.
Wow. That's funny. Yeah, don't do Jeffrey dead wrong, because he ain't going to forget. Like,
James, has anybody done you dead wrong lately?
Not that I can think of, but I'm also, I'm not all here right now, so.
Right,
not all here, because you're not all there.
Well, where's the rest of it?
Somewhere, I don't know. It's like, I'm here, I just don't feel like I'm all here right now.
Well, you know what you need to do? I'll tell you an age-old trick. Mike always used to tell me when you're sick, just play with yourself a lot, and it helps, apparently.
I agree. I'm not even sick, but it helps. I've been trying to, but I still haven't found my box.
Look, you guys are going to find this to be...
Job.
You guys are going to find this next comment to be a little outrageous, a little outspoken. I'm forewarning you. What I find helps is if I take that new particular sort of toy that I just bought that Miss Johnson likes to keep in the shoebox, and I wrap I wrap a little Vic Vapo Rub on there and go to town. I'll feel better the next day.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
No. Vaporize the demon.
So wait, what you're telling us is your new man isn't putting out, so you still have to put Vic's Vapo Rub on the dildo?
Honey, I don't have any new man.
That's not what I had heard.
That ain't what I had heard either.
Well, apparently somebody told you a TMZ lie. That's what somebody told you.
Uh-oh. Trying to get
word on the
street.
Word on the street is.
Wow.
I like how he denies. Deny. Listen, if you show up to that wedding with a guest that is badgering the bride, I'll punch you both in the face in your man memories. I'll waddle over, punch you both in your man memories. Don't make me do it, because you know I will.
Oh, sorry, James. I guess you can't come then. Shoo.
You know what? I'm not going to have the money to be there anyway, so it's all good.
Lips would never disrespect the bride, would you, Lips?
No, I would not. I would never disrespect the bride. I love the bride.
Exactly.
The bride's cool.
Exactly. Mama don't play. You should be afraid of that bride. I'm just saying. Last wedding I went to, I spilled a glass of red wine on the bride. Ooh, man, all over the front of the wedding dress. And I didn't really like the bride. But that was an accident. It wasn't like me being like a subconscious or passive-aggressive bitch. It was an accident. I'm just clumsy and a bitch. But I spilled red wine all over the front of the bride's dress. Can you imagine if you were at Jeffrey's wedding and you spilled red wine all down the front of him? Can you imagine? Because I'm going to have a fishbowl. So that would be like spilling a gallon on him. I would be so scared. I would run
you know
for
what?
The hills.
I don't think he would be so upset about his outfit as that he would be that you wasted all that much wine.
Mama, what you have to say about that?
Well, you're right. I probably would be more upset over the wine. I'm not going to lie. And then I'd have James a straw and be like, suck it, bitch.
All right. I like it.
All right. So James, I understand you. You're on board with us tonight to maybe sing a little something to a certain special someone.
Yes. Toku in the chat room. I'm not kidding. I literally just got in the chat room, and I had a private message from Toku asking me to do something special for Allison. So here it is.
Yay.
Requested by Toku. Allison, this is for you. I hope you have a happy birthday, and I hope you have a great year. So here it goes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Allison. Happy birthday to you.
Woohoo! That's beautiful. Happy birthday, Allison!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
That was nice.
Aww. Wow.
I'm glad I could do it. I honestly, as soon as he sent me that asking me if I would do it, I was like, I don't know how my voice is going to sound. He's like, I've been coughing up shit all day.
Oh, God.
Oh. Well, stop swallowing.
Oh. Wow. No, that's good for that.
Well,
I heard it on Howard Stern. It's got to be true.
Yeah.
Well, I did have a little bit of fun the other night, but that's, yeah.
Oh,
bitch. You better be careful. You better go to the doctor to make sure you ain't got no syphilis.
Oh.
I
know.
Wow.
Look, our main concern on this show now is that you don't hook up with someone that might chew your face off, because there's some crazy folk out there.
I almost did.
I know,
I
right?
Escaped unscathed last night.
I know, right?
Yeah. Well, she was so
crazy
cute
shit.
With, like, pink sweats when we met, and then all of a sudden she flipped it up on me, and, you know, it happens.
Good times, good times.
Well, I would be glad to tell you about what happened the other night, though.
Oh,
well,
yes, please. Let's do this.
Did you get
in the
Dookie shoot?
Jeffrey.
Well, it started out like, okay, today is Thursday. It was Tuesday night. I get off work, and as I'm driving home, a guy that I dated for like 2 months, a couple years ago, decides he started texting me. So I called him because I was driving home. We started talking.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hey, let me call you back, because I had just gotten home. I was like, let me call you back when I finish eating. So I eat dinner. It was really late, and then I called him back, and he's like, well, we talked for a little bit, and he's like, well, I think you should come over.
Oh.
And I said, okay. And, like, everything and every fiber of my being told me not to do it, but there is this one part that just said, go ahead and go for it. So I went over to his house. Okay, he lives with his parents, and he had to sneak me in, okay?
Party foul already.
Been there, done that.
Okay. Well, no, we get to his room, and we started fooling around, and we had sex twice. Anyway.
Oh.
Hello.
Put the mom and the daddy in the next room?
Yeah. I know.
Okay.
It's not one of my proudest moments.
You're
kind of
sounding like a whore. Good luck. But, James, okay, it's one thing to do the walk of shame in the morning, but it's even another when you have to do the walk of shame and, like, walk
when
by his mother having breakfast.
When you have to waddle out next to the parents.
No, well, here's the thing, though. Here's the deal.
Who is it
I was gone. I was gone before they woke up. Like, I was out before they got up. But
you excuse yourself like
what
a true
pissed
gentleman.
Me off was the fact
yes.
that after him and I had sex, he fell asleep.
Uh-oh.
I did the sneak out because I wanted to get the fuck out of there. It was like 5
o'clock
in the morning.
Oh, you're a creeper. You did not.
No.
That's so rude.
No. No. What pisses me off
kind of
is that as I'm getting out of the bed and putting my clothes on to leave, his cell phone goes off. I go and look at it, and it's his fucking boyfriend texting him saying, I just wanted to tell you, I hope you have a great day. I'm on my way to work. I love you.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Did you save the boyfriend's number and call him?
No, I didn't. You have no idea how badly I wanted to text him back saying, well, you don't know who he just fucked last night.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's juicy.
So did you wake his ass up and call him the fuck out? Because I would have slapped him right in his own bed with his mother in the next room and been like, get up.
Well, I would call him out. I love you, Jeffrey. Yeah, I love you.
I'm just saying, I was so pissed off. So I honestly hope whatever illness I have right now, whether it's a cold or allergies or whatever it is, I hope his ass gets it and gives it to his fucking boyfriend.
Because
that's bull.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Jenny.
Winning.
I don't even know what to say to this.
Well, okay, he was my ex, and I've messed around with him before, after we'd broken up, we'd messed around a couple times. And so it really wasn't anything unusual for us to get together and screw, but, never when he's been in a relationship have we done anything like that. So to find out that he's in a relationship just really pissed me off, because, I honestly, I've been thinking about him for the last, couple weeks, and just kind of wanted to try a relationship with him again to see if it would work out. But now it's hello, you just fucking cheated on your boyfriend with me.
Right. Well, you always have to think about it. Why is he the ex? There was something that happened that made you, diss him the first time. Or it broke apart for a reason.
Well, and what happened there was, he was my first relationship that I'd ever been in. And so I kind of more or less, when I first started dating him, fell for the relationship rather than him.
Oh, okay.
And that's why I ended it. And that's why I broke up with him. I fell for the companionship.
Right, he wasn't intriguing enough back then to even have you fall for him. You know what I'm saying? There's something that's said with that.
I fell for the companionship. I fell for having the person. I fell for having the person. Just I didn't fall for him. And now
I was a serial redater. It does not work. Me and exes dated multiple times, and I'm not talking we broke up and got back together the next day. I'm talking we broke up and then got back together months or years later. It never works.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta leave it alone. Gotta leave it alone.
Oh. Wow.
I mean, unless the dick's real good, then I'm saying go back, hit it, and quit
it. It probably is.
Bam.
It was.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Karen, you know what I'm talking about. If the dick good, sometimes you just gotta hit it and quit it.
Wow.
That's true. Sometimes there is cost to hit and quit.
Just admit it, Dad. I love you, boo.
I mean, I'm just saying. I can't argue with that. But I always say this. You got to realize that that's what it is. It's a hit and quit. It's not a hit and let's rekindle, because the rekindle never works.
Nail and bail, bitch.
Well, the funny thing is,
nail and bail. That's awesome. I never heard that before. That is hilarious.
What? Really?
Really?
Yeah.
That's great, though. It is good. Good.
I don't know where I've been hanging out.
I like it.
Zombie girl.
Right? I know.
Well, it was even with Mikey, it was we hadn't dated for a year. I hadn't seen him in a year when him and I started hooking up again. So it was when him and I started hooking up again, he came over to my house to see me. Because he missed me. We just hung out, and we're having a conversation while he's texting me, asking me if I want to fuck. Don't just be straightforward and just fucking ask me. No. Have a conversation with me where we're face-to-face talking about a completely different subject, and then just start texting me saying, hey, you want to fuck?
Well, why not? I mean, he's getting to the point. Maybe he was just embarrassed and didn't want to say it to your face. Been there, done that. Sometimes you just got to text a hoe and be like, let me take you to my room and fuck the shit out of you.
Yeah.
With mom in
did.
The next room. Over.
Well, yeah, that time was at my house. That time was at my house when I was living by myself.
Oh.
So that was a little different.
Okay, but you live at home with your mama, too.
I know, I do now. I wasn't then when him and I hooked up.
Okay.
When him and I hooked up after we had broken up and were apart for a year. We broke up and, man.
Well, be careful you don't fuck around with no crazies, because they'll eat your face.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I won't.
This is true.
I promise.
This is true. And speaking of people being crazy and eating your face, I've got an update for you in tonight's Primetime Update. But first, we're going to head to Boston, where, for all of us fellow gay folk out there, a federal appeals court Thursday declared that the Defense of Marriage Act unconstitutionally denies federal benefits to married same-sex couples, a groundbreaking ruling all but certain to wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. In its unanimous decision, the three-judge panel of the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Boston, Massachusetts, said the 1996 law that defines marriage as a union between a man and a woman deprives same-sex couples of the rights and privileges granted to heterosexual couples. Also tonight, open your mail carefully. Luke Rococo Magnata, a porn actor, is wanted for a homicide in a gruesome case of dismembered body parts that were mailed to different places, including the headquarters of the Conservative Party of Canada, according to police. Officials say, close to the investigation, that Magnata, age 29, worked as a porn actor, and there is, in fact, video of the crime. Finally tonight, an update. Ronald Popo, that's the 65-year-old homeless man whose face was mostly chewed off by Rudy Eugene along a busy Miami highway ramp, will require months of treatment to rebuild his facial features, and he will be permanently disfigured. According to experts on facial reconstruction who spoke with the Associated Press, such severe facial injuries are not generally life-threatening. The most serious risk to Popo were the germs that may have been introduced by the bite of the 31-year-old naked man who attacked him. It's a lot of stranger germs floating around on your face.
Yeah.
Katrina, wipe him out. You got an eyeball hanging from you. Yeah, you got a little eyeball.
Sorry. She's got my eyeball in her mouth.
From the news desk, I'm Mike J. Back to Karen, Kat, and Mama.
We're going to waddle back on into the conversation now.
Oh, yeah,
how you like them segues, bitch?
Yeah. Work it, Katrina. Work it.
Mike J., I sent you a lovely little tweet.
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to get onto my Twitter right now and take a look at Sketch Madness. But I understand, Miss Karen, you have a little report for us tonight. Possibly a Thursday throwdown. Well, I got one. Let's waddle on over to that.
Oh, snap. You didn't know?
Whatever.
I like that. That's fun.
Woohoo! Today is Today? Thursday. It's the Thursday throwdown. So, guys, I don't know, right? I don't know if you heard about this, but Diddy's son, you know, P. Diddy, his son just graduated high school. He's a really good student. He had like a 3.75 GPA, and he plays football for his prep school in New York, and he just decided to go to UCLA, and he earned a merit scholarship for $54,000. Now, people are in an uproar because obviously, you know, they feel like the scholarship is something that, you know, he should give back since his father has, you know, a lot of money and could obviously pay the scholarship for him to go to UCLA.
I disagree.
Oh.
I disagree.
But I want to know you guys' feedback because, you know, the people at UCLA actually stood up for the kid and was like, look, you know, he earned it. He had a 3.75 GPA. He's a cornerback. It's a merit scholarship. It's not like taxpayer dollars. This is private sector, you know, and he earned it. But people are like, no, his dad is Diddy, who has more money than God knows, and he should pay for his schooling. Now, do you think that that's fair, unfair? I mean, what do you guys think?
I think that if it's based on merit, then may the best man win. It doesn't matter if this man is short, tall, black, white, skinny, fat, whatever. If he's smarter than everybody else, or he studied harder, or he worked harder, good for him. He deserves it. Doesn't matter who his father is. Doesn't matter. If he took those tests and he got those good grades on his own, then he deserves it.
Yeah.
I don't believe in all of that bullshit, let somebody get it just because, you know, they're Well, okay, fine. I'll just say it. I don't really like affirmative action. I don't believe in it. I think give it to whoever deserves it the most, not because you need a certain spot filled.
Right, but
just
no,
like
not
I don't think that I don't go ahead.
It's about rich versus poor. Like they kind of are saying, you know, there's a kid who's not getting a scholarship, and he, you know, financially needs a scholarship. Where this kid earned the scholarship, but he doesn't financially need a scholarship. His dad
and
can pay
that's not the point. The point is he earned it. I say give everything to anybody who deserves it the most.
Did he earn it because he earned it or because he's P. Diddy's son and it looks good for the college?
No, it's a merit. She said merit scholarship.
Successful in the academic world, and we have to accept that no matter who your father is, whether he be rich, poor, or absent, that you can, in fact, be successful on your own merit. This is what the spokesman from UCLA.
Well, it
is
should be banned. If your parents have over $1 million in the fucking bank, you shouldn't be allowed to get a scholarship, period. Just saying.
Right.
Well, I mean, what do you think, Mike? You went to college, and your parents had your parents paid for your schooling. All of us, we all come from humble beginnings. It's not like any of us are born with a sooner amount.
My parents paid. The deal is for me and my sisters that they are paying for the first 2 years of college. So I mean, I've said it on the show before. I'll say it again. I walked away after going back to school with $50,000 in debt. So.
Mm-hmm.
Do with it what you will.
Well, I still say, you know, may the best man win. If the kid worked hard and he deserves it.
Yeah, it's a hot button. I mean, it's a hot button because, I mean, obviously there are people who go, well, he earned it. You know, this kid's 18 years old or going to be 18, and he's an adult. Who's to say your father has to pay for your education? Maybe this kid does need a scholarship, or maybe he doesn't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I mean, exactly. I mean, this is also the kid.
What's that fancy car? You know what I'm talking about? A Maybach. He gave him a Maybach for his birthday.
Okay, so then I don't think they probably won't even use the scholarship. I think P. Diddy is so showy that it would almost like be beneath him in his opinion to use some free money.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he'll even use it. That's not the point. The point is, if the kid deserves it, give it to him. Just like, I don't like when I see female firefighters that are like my size. If you weigh 100 pounds, then I don't think you should be a firefighter unless you could pass the same test as all the men. Because if I'm dying in a burning building, I don't want you dropping me and smacking my head against the window because you can't lift me up.
Right. I think they do have to pass the same, like, physical test, though. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. This kid earned it. He had a great GPA. He played cornerback for his school. And, you know, he was, you know, both good academically as well as, you know.
Okay.
But that was – go ahead. What do you have to say?
How about we just have stiffer guidelines? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but, you know, there's people that their parents don't even make $100,000 a year. They can't get financial aid. Because their parents make over $50,000 a year, they have too much money. Well, if your parents are only making $50,000 a year, they can't fucking afford to pay for you to go to college, let alone pay to feed your ass. Like, so maybe it just needs different guidelines. That if we're going to give away a scholarship based on merit, it needs to be somebody who can't afford to come to college. Because there are so many people that would love to go to college that can't afford it. Maybe they don't have the credit to get student loans. Maybe they couldn't afford to pay them back. You know what I'm saying? Like, there are these kids that deserve to be there that can't fucking afford to go. I don't feel bad about the spoiled rich kid who got a $500,000 car and got a fucking merit scholarship. Like, fuck him. I don't feel bad for him. He didn't deserve it because he already had the $500,000 fucking car.
Oh, right.
Mama's mad.
Wow, okay. Well, okay. I would like to weigh in on this.
Please.
I agree that maybe the law should be changed, but now that it's already been awarded to him, you can't take it back.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying
that a kid with a $500,000 car doesn't need the scholarship, but that's not the point. The point was that he earned it. Now, you might want to change the rules, but then that's not fair because that's saying if your parents were successful that you don't deserve the same as everybody else because then you're discriminating the other way.
Well, no, you're not, because if your parents are successful and got that kind of money in the bank, they can afford to pay for you to go to college. That what's not fair is the people that are fucking rich, that can afford to pay for their kids to go to college, aren't paying for it, and the people that can't afford, their kids aren't even getting to go to college, and they're stuck working at fucking McDonald's because they have no fucking money to go to college, and they can't get a fucking tuition reimbursement because their parents make $50,000 a year. Meanwhile, some fucking mogul who has multi-millions of dollars in the bank's kid, who drives a $500,000 fucking car, gets a merit fucking scholarship? Bullshit. Bullshit.
Okay, well, I agree with
exactly.
you.
I'm not saying he didn't earn it, and that's fine. He can keep it if he earned it, but it's bullshit. Like, he shouldn't even have been eligible, because if your parents can afford to pay for it, it's bullshit.
Right.
Wow.
Well,
I agree
with
that.
You want to do
if
something for your kids, pay for a fucking college education.
Right.
But
no,
I agree.
I think at this point, people are saying, why haven't they turned it down? Or why hasn't Diddy stepped in? Because the kid got it, and he's like, no one's declined the scholarship. You know, so I think that's where people are outraged, where people are
well,
like,
because
what?
Because he spent all his money on his fucking $500,000 car. Now he needs that scholarship. Shit.
Yeah, well, one thing we can end this with is that obviously this kid is a great student and he's doing what he needs to do in order to become a great person. So it'll be interesting. I will keep you posted on how this story unfolds, because I'm sure this is not the first time we're going to hear about this, because it's a very big issue. People are crazy about. People are going crazy. I mean, people like the both extremes that we have just on this show. This is what people have been saying for the last 2 days. So people are like, what? Like, you know, it's just outrage. And then some people are like, what? He earned it. He earned it. And both sides are correct, I think. Okay, so yesterday on the Today Show, I've never been a huge Kathy Lee Gifford fan, because sometimes I just don't know.
We talked about this yesterday.
Did you talk about this yesterday? About
well, maybe you got
her
your stuff.
I didn't listen to the show about her talking to Martin Short.
Yeah.
About his dead wife.
Yes.
She's an asshole.
So she issued an apology, and I mean, I just felt so bad. But you know, it's not the first time she's done it. Do you know this?
Really?
Oh, no.
During her 15-year run as co-host with Live with Regis and Kelly, Gifford asked singer James Taylor about the health of his older brother, Alex. She was completely unaware that Alex Taylor had passed away in 1993. He passed away 4 years earlier.
Oh, my
and
God.
And she asked James Taylor, oh, how's your brother, on the air? And he had been dead for 4 years.
Oh, that woman.
Well,
oh,
really,
it's a good thing
she's cute. Call the bitch out and be like, motherfucker, read your notes.
Yes. Like, I just,
stop dying your hair and read your notes.
Like, told you. Doesn't the segment, like, with her and Huda, it like, just kills me. Like, I don't like
Huda.
It's so funny.
Huda.
And it's so dumb.
I like Huda just because I like to say the word Huda. Huda.
I do. I got to say,
dirty.
I love her
sounds
name.
Sounds filthy. Huda.
I like Huda, but I'm just saying the banter between them, like, Kathy Lee makes my skin crawl. Like, it just, I don't know what it is about her. She just, like, irks me. Like, her sense of humor is kind of like, rah, rah. Like, she's kind of funny. Like, she tries too hard to be
she's
funny.
She's not as cool as Huda.
Wait, is it Huda or Hoda?
Hoda, Hoda.
I call her Huda.
Kathy Lee is like a snotty bitch. She's uppity.
Yeah. She's uppity,
she
right?
She thinks her shit doesn't stink, and she thinks
right.
that her records were actually worth listening to. I'm
well,
just saying, it's my
opinion.
Well,
that's when her husband cheated. Remember when her husband cheated, and it was like all like a scandal? That's what people were
saying.
She's uppity.
I'm just saying,
so,
but I will tell you, I love the bitch because she gets on national television at fucking 10 in the morning and drinks wine. So she's got some respect in my book. Like, bitch can fuck
there
up because she drinks wine in the morning.
Well, there you go. Yeah, we do love our fellow slushes. Anyways, I was drinking lots of wine yesterday, by the way. But on to another story. Breaking news today. Everyone, I think, has probably heard by now that John Edwards has been declared a mistrial. He was found not guilty on one of the 6 charges,
ooh!
But it's really a mistrial. They've thrown it out. It's over with. This man was facing 30 years in prison over some ass, guys.
Well,
like,
you knew he wasn't going to get charged.
I really thought they were going to try to make an example of him because it was
nope.
such a people were so outraged at the fact that not only did he cheat, but he cheated on his wife who had stage 4 cancer. And he basically said, "You're dead in a year, lady." And he's, like, cheating with this other chick on his campaign. He's using the wife. The wife's making public appearances for him, going, "Oh, vote for my husband. He needs to be the next president." All the while, he's doing her dirty. Had a baby, like, had an illegitimate child, then used campaign funds, allegedly, to, like, keep the girl quiet and pay for the child and cover up, and it was just a hot mess. It's
okay. Okay.
It needs to be a reality show. It needs to
can
be,
we,
like, make it to the movie.
It needs to be
can
a soap opera.
Put
yes.
the fact that Elizabeth Edwards was dying from cancer aside, okay? Let's pretend that didn't happen. She didn't have cancer, okay?
Okay.
Now, you look at
and
her.
He's just
John
like every
Edwards,
other guy.
He's like an
well,
attractive
I know
man.
That. Yeah,
would
no,
we have felt
you.
Bad for her if she wasn't dying from cancer? Because let's face it, she was not overly beautiful, whereas the bitch he was fucking, now she was good looking. I'm just saying.
My only beef was he needed Elizabeth on that campaign trail, and he
yeah.
used Elizabeth as much as he could. And she that was my only beef. Like, leave her alone. She ain't got to go to speeches and rallies and talk for you. If you're a son of a bitch, then leave her alone and let her be at home. But he used that whole cancer thing. Like, my wife, we're battling it together.
With
that
people,
was that to me. Like,
of course he did.
Well, I'm saying, if you're a homely individual, you should not be surprised if you with somebody that's overly good looking cheats on you, because that's going to happen. Or if you just maybe have an asshole-ish personality.
Right.
And you happen to start fucking with somebody, and they
so
fucking only playing with you. You know, I mean, this shit happens all the fucking time.
Yeah, no, it does. And especially in politics. It's like these guys, I don't know what it is, the politics being, they get like some power and they got to fuck all the bitches.
And I'm not
yeah.
defending him because I think he's a fucking piece of shit and a worthless human being. That's my
right.
opinion. But I do. Like, I'm not defending him at all, but I'm just saying.
Right. No,
you
know
we had a local woman. She got stabbed to death by her husband here, and I was hanging out with my cousin years ago. And, you know, she's like, "Well, what did she think was going to happen? She was a good-looking woman. She had no business being with somebody that ugly." I mean, you know. Look,
oh,
but here's the thing.
God.
You need to take those things into consideration. If you are an overly attractive person, or if you are mm-hmm. an underly attractive person, and you homely as shit, and you're getting with somebody you know that's kind of out your class, something's going on. Either you really got a fucking amazing personality, which just happens to be my case, or some other shit's going on. Okay,
right.
I'm just saying. Like, let's
right.
face it. Like, unfortunately,
well,
it's the way a lot of things happen. I'm not saying it's right.
No,
I don't
no,
agree with
absolutely
it.
Right. You're absolutely right. This is not some story we haven't heard before where...
You know,
we,
and I think that if she didn't have cancer, I'm not sure everybody would have jumped on his ass as much. Which,
well,
I mean, they should
I
have.
People were also upset because she was, like, the political mastermind. Like, Elizabeth came from a much more prestigious family, and he married her, and she really pushed him into politics. And, like, they said she really, like, kind of led his career. Like, she was the brains behind the operation.
Right. Well, they said she was a
does it not sound just like Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger to you?
Right.
Because that's
right.
what
no,
it sounds like
exactly.
to me.
Exactly. And he was fucking the maid.
Not her.
Okay, now that I don't
shit.
Understand. Because that maid, that bitch was dog fucking ugly. And I'm not saying Maria Shriver's a prize. I mean, she seems like a very sweet woman. But
mm-hmm.
time has not been her friend.
Mm-mm. She kind of looks like a dried up muskrat.
You know what it is? People get too skinny. Like, the thing is like her, Madonna, they get too skinny. And when you're older and you're getting older, you need a little meat on your face. Like, when you get too skinny, you start looking like a skeleton.
Well, it shows every wrinkle.
No,
yeah.
look, I'm with Maria Shriver on this one, because, shoot, if you got a little meat on your face, some crazy motherfucker might come up to you and just start chewing on you.
Right. But that maid, that was fucked up. Like, I don't need the CAT scan because that bitch was homely as a motherfucker.
Okay, hold up. Wait a minute. Here's the thing, though. You're seeing the maid 14 years later. Maybe she was banging. You know, sometimes those Latinos are young and sexy and hot, mm-hmm. and then once they pop one out, it doesn't quite go back all the time.
But
like
you can't
know.
That bitch's face was beat. It's been beat since birth. No.
Well,
no.
Was, yeah, but you're seeing her 14 years after he hit it.
I get that. But I'm
I always
saying.
Say this, though. I always say this. When people cheat, it's not about looks. It's not. It's all about whoever they're cheating with makes them feel
right.
like
well,
they are.
Well, he was fucking the house. Like, to him,
world.
It was like having a prostitute. I'm fucking
yes.
somebody, and I'm paying them.
Right, and she would do anything. He was like, oh, my God. He was God to her. Like, it was Jesus, baby
yeah.
Jesus. Arnold, like, and I'm sure where Maria Shriver's from, there are a lot of powerful men in her family. She ain't got,
yeah,
she didn't have,
shit.
Have him on the pedal. Like, you
yeah, shut
that
up, muscle boy. Shit. Shut
I'm
up, muscle boy.
On.
Go lift
right,
the cart in the water.
On, muscle boy. Right.
Karen, you nailed it.
Him. He didn't make her,
yeah.
you know?
That's right.
That
I get that.
Thought she got fucking a hug from baby Jesus.
Yes.
That's what
and
that
she
was
did.
About. She sure did. But what kills me is that bitch has got some fucking brass ovaries. For that to happen, she fathers your child, and then you fucking go to that house every day and work for that bitch? Now, that's fucking grimy. I don't
yes.
care what anybody fucking says. You a grimy bitch. You
and
gonna walk up in this motherfucker's house after you lay with her man and got fucking knocked up? You grimy, nasty, fucking skank bitch. Oh.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. But did she didn't sue him for child support.
No, because he's
so
done.
She's not that grimy. She kept her job. She still went to work every day.
Big ass house in Bakersfield. Once she had that baby, and the baby came out looking like saying, looking just like Arnold.
I want to pump you up.
Who is your daddy? What does he do? My dad's name's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
His face was Arnold Schwarzenegger's face. Then he shipped her ass to Bakersfield and hooked her up like a $200,000 house. You know Bakersfield, that's a mansion. And, like,
yeah.
she was paid. She got a check every month, but she was like, I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Wow.
It's fucking nasty.
She made more than she
Let's
was making
get her on
her
the
pay.
Show.
I know, right?
Let's get her on the show.
We can talk about
I will rip her ass apart.
She'll come out looking like a muskrat.
And I'll call Maria Shriver and tell her I did it my motherfucking self. She ain't need to worry.
You know Maria probably wanted to scratch that bitch's eyes out. Boy, I would have.
Well, I don't know why she did. You know what? And not one motherfucker would blame her if she got a fucking charge because she brought that bitch in the job.
Right.
Ain't nobody would have said shit. The cops would have walked away. They.
That's true.
That's true. Everybody would have been like, if what's her name? If John Edwards' wife would have kicked that bitch's ass, nobody would have said nothing. They'd have been like, go
no.
kick her ass. Want me to hold her down?
That
yes.
bitch should have fucking
punch her
John
face.
Edwards' ass.
Yeah. That's funny.
Speaking
okay,
of.
My last story. Huh? Go ahead.
Oh,
what,
wow.
What?
I don't know. I was just going to say, talking about the cops, I had an incident report handed to me when I picked up my car from the valet today. My car got broken into.
Uh-oh.
What?
Yeah,
what?
And the only thing they took, I don't think they took anything out of it. They just trashed it, and they stole my ulcer medication.
What?
Crazy stalkers
bottles.
Unscripted radio.
That sounds like
two.
A sweet. Your car.
Two prescription bottles in my center console, and it's like if I have an upset stomach, like if there's a hole in my stomach lining, or like from when I travel. And they took it. They emptied the bottles, and that's it. They just ransacked the car and emptied the bottles, and that was it.
Wow, that was that's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay, my third incident with the police. Third police incident in a week and a half.
Wow.
Karen.
Wow.
That's not good.
Karen.
Yes.
You and I know who did this, and it sounds like fuck. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, boy.
This ain't it funny. Bad shit keeps fucking happening to you, and every time it do, I just say, sounds like fuck. Just saying.
Just saying. Wow. Well, that actually is a good segue for me, because everyone's been hearing about Kim Kardashian, how they, British Airways, some employee from British Airways stole her stuff. She had her bag, and they were like, oh, no, 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 you can't carry this bag on. You have to check it. So she checked it, but when she got back from Cannes Film Festival, she noticed the bag was much lighter. She opened it up, and there were several things missing, like designer handbags, all kinds of stuff were missing out of this bag. And the main thing that she's worried about were a priceless pair of sunglasses that her late father had given her that she always has with her. So it's a very sad situation, but as sad as that is, what people, the story that this story is covering up is that why have Kim and Kanye secretly both put their houses on the market?
Interesting.
Yes. They did some pocket listing. So, you know, pocket listing is like to the private sector. She's put her house on the market. He's put his house on the market. And supposedly they're getting a home together.
I didn't know this shit. You are good.
I told you. This bitch fucking knows everything. That's why I call her during the motherfucking day to get the scoop. Something goes down at TMZ,
right.
I just call Karen because she knows more than they do.
Not the source of TMZ, but TMZ's been reporting all day about the British Airways, but this one was like at the very bottom. Nobody read the part about them putting their houses on the market.
Well, I don't understand. If she talking about she's all upset over these sunglasses her late father gave to her and she always had them with her, if she was so worried about them, why weren't they on her carry-on bag? I'm just saying.
Well, that was her carry-on. They made her check it. They made her check her carry-on, and then when she gets her bag back, you know, unfortunately, one of the British Airways.
I would have took my sunglasses out and put them in my fucking purse. I'm just saying.
Yeah. It's sad, though. I hate that people, I mean, I don't want anybody to get their stuff stolen. So, you know, Katrina, my heart goes out to you and your ulcer medicine. Because Lord knows.
I know, right?
I'm so horrible for you if you get an ulcer attack and you ain't got nothing to take. And I also feel bad for Kim Kardashian because I don't feel like people should steal from her.
Fuck her.
Well, I feel like
$73 million.
I feel like I got robbed by some tweaker who was hoping to get lucky, and then he took a bunch of stuff, and all he did was bloated.
Like, you probably thought it was Xanax, and it's, like, ulcer medicine.
No, it's, like, there's these one little tiny little baby pills that look like a tiny version of cod liver oil.
Right.
Like, well, you know what cod liver oil looks like?
And he's like, yes, I got something. And he's like, oh, damn.
It doesn't even look like anything good. And they left the empty bottles in there.
Oh, man, that's horrible. That's just a tweaker. Like, only
bitch.
Someone breaks in a car and all they steal are pills. Like, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Fox. Or duck. Or puck. I mean, just pick one.
Whatever.
I know. Pick one. It's like the one that starts with the one letter and ends with the same letter and has eggs in the middle. I'm just saying.
Karen, that's totally not what...
If it's obvious, it's obvious.
No, bitch, I'm going to have to text you and tell you who the fuck I was talking about, because that sure as hell wasn't.
That has to deal with Katrina, but I'm just saying, sometimes it's very obvious. Mike J doesn't want to tell us about your relationship, but I'm just saying, it's very obvious.
Right. And I'm just saying that better not be a wedding date at the wedding, because if you piss off the bride, I'm going to waddle up and punch you in your man memories.
What if there's a double wedding?
My poor man memories are all over Twitter right now. They're getting all sorts of attention.
They're getting violated left and right.
They are. They feel like the little angry midget boy boobies. That's what they feel like, all that attention. Shoot.
Aww. Oh, speaking of Lil Shan's boy boobies and that picture of you two with your tits together, I totally sent it to Jake today. You know, Jake Pellin, who has a show here on Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern.
He's going to kill you.
He just said thank you in, like, all caps with exclamation, exclamation, exclamation.
Oh,
he was
God.
So excited. I was like, Mike got his first set of tits, or Mike, something, you know. Oh, he was in love.
That is hilarious.
I just want to know about Mike's love life. Mike, go ahead and just spill the beans. We've gone over on the show. You might as well let us know.
I don't have a love life. I mean, it is what it is. I work my day job. I make my money.
It is what it is. Really?
That's what people say when they're defeated, when they're getting it from the back in the bathroom or the janitor's closet, and they don't have a term for the relationship. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay, crickets, all right.
We get nothing. We get nothing. I guess that's the end of the show.
Well, maybe you should all take a little stinking time to enjoy the radio.
You know what's funny? Bitch had a lot to say a week ago on Thursday. A lot of shit has developed in a week.
I missed, like, the entire last week of the show, though, because I had to work.
Oh, go listen to last Thursday. We had a two-hour special.
Okay. I'll definitely have to go back and listen to that one, because, like I said, I've had to work, like, every night the last, like, week and a half, so... Yeah.
Well, you
I'm
know, if
loop.
You have a like a really high tech up to date smartphone, like a Droid or an iPhone or an iPad.
I have the Stitcher app.
Hey!
I have the Stitcher app. I just haven't had time to listen to it.
All right. As long as you're dialed in, that's cool.
So I do have the Stitcher app, and everyone, if you have an Android or an iPhone, get the Stitcher app so you can listen to unscripted radio anywhere, anytime.
But more importantly, kids, we're still filming this reality show. If we all make it there alive, it will be a good miracle. But in the meantime, you can go donate at unscriptedradio.com by clicking donate and send us your motherfucking money.
But you're going to want to clarify that it's for the unscripted reality show, because we did say that all the funds on the donations for this week would go to financing my new toy box.
This is true.
I'm not saying don't donate. I'm just saying clarify where you want your finances to go, because it could go to all of us or it could go to my box.
I'm not sure we can afford to replenish Katrina's sex toy box. I'm just not sure.
Need to take me shopping
I'm
for
reading,
some toys, because I desperately need some.
I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey, and I imagine Katrina's sex toy box to be like the room that Christian Grey has, where you open it up
really?
And it's just a room.
Really? You're reading it too now?
I'm reading it.
Fuck you, little Shan. Okay, last week we went and got my hair did, and we were at the hairdresser. If one more motherfucker tells me they're reading this book and how bad I need to read it, I'm going to pop in the chops. Me text everybody. You got to read it, 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 you got to read it. And this is what happened with me in the Hunger Games, so I read it. Well, now this motherfucker, my hairdresser, done text me yesterday talking about, oh, I ordered you the books from Europe. They'll be here on Wednesday. Come pick them up.
Right in Europe, you can get them right at the Barnes & Noble. You don't have to go to Europe to get them.
Because it sounds more exotic. He's more likely to do it.
No, because I guess, from what I understand, is the ones from Europe have a little more fun in them.
Oh, they're not probably. Oh, you're right. I heard that, too, that they didn't like. Ours are censored. The American versions are censored.
That's some bullshit.
Well, that sucks.
That is a bunch of crap.
You know, you can open up a magazine in England or France, and there's naked people. Like, it's naked commercials.
Boobies!
Yeah, so
that's
it's
right.
Like...
I live in the wrong country.
Right.
You can turn on the TV in Germany, and there's just porn. Just on regular TV.
Saying, you know it's fucked up when your hairdresser order you some books as a gift, just because.
That's awesome. That's a good hairdresser. You got to keep her around forever. You gotta hurry up and read the books, because when I come over in July, I'm taking them with me.
Right.
Then the fucking Adrian Midget gonna call me tonight right before the show, talk about, oh, I stopped over at Tom's hair salon on my way home from work because I saw he was there. Bitch, you don't even get your hair done there. Why are you stopping to see my hairdresser? She's like, we made a pact when the movie come out, we go into the midnight showing.
They're trying to do this movie, and I hope to God they don't. They're saying they might cast Kristen Stewart, and I pray that her emotionalist.
Oh, she's not hot. No way.
She doesn't even need to play this girl. Like, this girl, you need to see all kinds of emotion. And let's admit, this Kristen is like a straight actress. She doesn't invoke emotion.
Right.
So we need someone a little bit more daring and a little bit more, I don't know, innocent. I don't know.
I'm available.
Well.
Oh, you said
that's
great.
I know,
you just have to darken your hair.
I was going to say Lindsay Lohan, but, you know, I mean, innocent, that's just not working there.
No. No, because,
so
you know, Anastasia Steele is
you
innocent.
You say Katrina Waddle, mm-hmm. Now you're comparing her to Lindsay Firecrotch?
Dude.
I don't think he did. I don't think
your man memories are going to be on fire by the time I get a hold of you.
It's going to, like, power box your memories, man.
That's right. That is right.
I'm going to have to work out at the gym before this damn reality show, so I don't have any man memories by the time we get filming.
Well, that's if you don't stop fucking around with crazy lovers and they eat your face off before.
Nah, that's
yeah,
the McDonald's.
That's right.
The McDonald's is causing the memories.
But look, here's the thing. If your crazy lover eats your face before the reality show, do not fret, my friend, because we will take that publicity and run with it and make sure we get the show picked up with the three of us, and we'll divide your shares equally. No worries.
Well, that should be all right as long as I don't walk down by the Miami Causeway or become homeless, because they seem to be the folks that these crazies go after.
Well, guys, I got a hot date to get to.
Woo, bye. Girl, don't stop. Stop it. Go. I'm mad. I actually have a movie date myself, so have fun. You know where the guilty
okay.
is going.
Peace
out,
players.
I got the hottest date of them all.
What?
The
a
back of my motherfucking eyelids.
I hear that. I hear that.
Good night. I'm Scripted Radio. It was your guilty pleasure.
Take a little time.
Good night, everybody.
Take a little time.
Enjoy the radio.
Take a little time to enjoy the sex swing.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Get your face chewed off.
Bitch, that's going to be you.
Bye.
Night, everybody.